This is the Boom Athletics High Performance Podcast, providing you with the performance training, college scholarships, coaching education, and elite athletic development. Now, your host, Seth Boomsma.
What's going on, everyone? It is Seth here, back again with another episode of the pod. Today, I had the good fortune to sit down with Kale Lundeen and Clayton Sattler, both T High School graduates. Kale is headed to Northwestern to play basketball this year, and Clayton is headed to Augustana in Sioux Falls to play football. We talked a lot about their high school athletic journeys, kind of what their upbringings was like in the athletic world, and what made them choose Northwestern and Augie respectively, and kind of how that high school career really looked like for both these guys. Had lots of fun with these two on the pod and lots of fun with these guys in the gym over this past couple of years with Kale and this summer with Clayton. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast just as much as I did, and let's dive into it. All right, guys, thanks for being on the podcast with me today. So, Kale, why don't you kind of give an intro of who you are and kind of where you're headed?
Hey, Seth. Yeah, thanks for having me on today. My name is Kale Lundeen, obviously, as Seth said, and I live in T, South Dakota. And I've lived here my whole life, and I've kind of grown up and really enjoyed being here, and I love sports, and that's what I've done at T, and I played basketball and football at T. We've had really successful years with both, and I've loved every second of it, and I've really fallen in love with basketball over the years, and that's what I've been training hard for, and that's kind of what I've been working on with Seth, too. And right now I'm committed to go to Northwestern in Orange City, Iowa, and where I'm going to play basketball and major in business administration.
Perfect. So that's Kale. Clayton, why don't you give a bio of kind of who you are and where you're headed?
Thanks for having me on today. Clayton Sattler, from growing up in team, whole life, played football, basketball, baseball. Mostly kind of focus on football nowadays, but played baseball forever too. Signed to go play football at Augustana next year. Had some pretty successful years in football and basketball and baseball this year, so yeah, it was a fun ride.
Yeah, so I mean, these guys are kind of being humble here on their intros, so I'm going to talk them up a little bit here. I want to start with Kale, because Kale was one of the first athletes that I kind of started training here once we moved over to T, and I owe a lot to him and his family, especially his dad, Bob, for what he allowed me to do over at Venom Gym, you know, as we continue to grow as a business here at Boom Athletics. And I started training Kale after his sophomore season. Had a really good sophomore season, and then we kind of started training after that year. Led to two first-team All-States, you know, your junior and senior year. Lots of great accomplishments on the court, but he wasn't just a basketball player. He was also a football player, quarterback this past year, multi-dimensional athlete. Take us a little bit through your high school journey, because I know, like I said, in your intro, you're very humble and stuff like that, but take us kind of through all of your accomplishments that you were able to achieve throughout high school.
Yeah, so my my freshman year in basketball, at least, well, we'll start with football. Freshman year football, I didn't play. Mm-hmm. I didn't go out. And then, so I played basketball my freshman year and was just on the freshman team, because that was the year we had, you know, Friedel and Justin Hone. I mean, the year that T was stacked. So I didn't get any experience my freshman year as far as varsity goes. And then moving up into sophomore year, I played football, but I broke my collarbone. I started in football halfway through the season because our starting quarterback got hurt. And then I broke my collarbone and football was done. And I healed up just in time for basketball season. And then I started that, and I think I was maybe third team All-State that year. If I'm right, I'm not 100% sure, but, and at that point in my, like, basketball career, I was just a shooter. Like, that's all I was. That's all I did was shoot. And then moving into my junior year, because we started working out after my sophomore year, and that's where my game really kind of took off, and I could become a dimensional player. So, like, my junior year of basketball, I was not just a shooter anymore. In fact, I was way more off the dribble than I was ever, because I was more confident in getting to the rim, and I was doing all that kind of stuff, and that's really where my game kind of took off, is when I started with you. I was finally able to elevate and not be, you know, a small basketball player, so to say. And, I think I was first or second team at All-State my junior year. And then my senior year, really fun year, incredible year. Played football. We moved up a class in football. I was a starting quarterback. We went undefeated all year until last game here. They cheated their way into a win. No, I'm just kidding. No, we had an incredible year. It was a bunch of fun. But that was awesome. We were I was All-State that year too for football, or this last year. And then moving into basketball season, I was incredibly excited for basketball. I loved our schedule. We always get a couple of double-A teams, so I think we played 4 or 5 double-A games last year, which is always a lot of fun because you know a lot of guys from around Sioux Falls and Plano Gorman and you know whatnot, so that's a ton of fun. And it was a really good season for us. Sadly, we didn't make it to state in the end, but you know we had a really good season, really fun season, and I finished first team All-State this year, and it was a lot of fun. I wouldn't trade anything at all.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So I like how he touched on kind of that journey throughout his high school career. Getting over to Clayton here, what was your high school journey a little bit like? Because I know yours was a little bit different than what Kale's was.
Yeah, so my high school journey is kind of different from most people you have here probably. Freshman year, I was out for football, basketball, baseball. Just garbage at all of them. Hands weren't big enough to catch the ball. I couldn't shoot. I'd fall over every time I tried to dribble a ball. It was just terrible. So those first, really, 3 years, I quit basketball sophomore, junior year, and then they convinced me to go back out this past year. Freshman year I was like 5'5", sophomore year 5'7", maybe. Junior year I jumped up to 6 foot, and then this last year, where I'm at now, like 6'5", so that helped. Played football. Junior year, I started getting okay, and then I got to start a playoff game at the end of the year, and I kind of got a taste, so then I wanted to keep going. So I really focused on football. So this past year, you know, we were really good. Hadn't played any varsity, and then ended up being first team All-State in football. Went undefeated all the way up to the chip, and then kind of choked, but it is what it is. And then went out for basketball. They convinced me to go out. Sixth man of the year.
It's not a real thing, by the way.
It's not. Yeah, that's not real. I think I was like second in the state in blocks. Humble brag, I guess. That's what I got. Oh, then All-State in baseball this year, too.
Yeah. So, I want to touch on the football aspect because you guys moved from 11A to 11AA this past year. What was the switch like? Because I know I was, listening to, the live broadcast of when you guys are playing your opening game opener against, was it Brookings?
Brookings. Oh, yeah.
And they're like, welcome to AA football. And then all of a sudden, you guys go on to win by, 30, 40 points. So what was the switch transition like into AA football? Was there a big speed differential, or was it just you guys were ready for that move?
I'll go. I don't know. That's all I ever played, I guess. So, they're looking back. I guess it's a lot. People are a lot bigger. There's a lot more depth. But I think overall, your best athletes are your best. That's what makes your team. So, everyone we played had more guys than us. So we got tired. That was the biggest thing. We'd get super tired at the end of games. We had majority of us going both ways. So. Yeah, it was just depth. That was the biggest thing.
That's what I'd say, too. It's just, if you have the right skill players and the right, the right group, that's what was big about our group this year, is we had the right group of dudes who grew up together, who loved playing together, who were always on the same page. And that was huge for us. No matter how tired we were, no matter how, you get pissed off, right? That didn't matter. We all wanted to win, and we all wanted to work our butts off. Mm-hmm. And that was just huge for us, because we weren't scared of any AA team. And I think towards the middle of the year, every AA team knew that. And that's really kind of what set us apart is, our confidence moving forward. After we won that first game, that was just a big step for us. And after that, we just didn't stop.
Yeah. So take us through a little bit of that state championship game in the Dome. Obviously a tough loss, but you guys were playing, obviously a really good team in Piers, won multiple state championships in a row here, and a quarterback that's committed to University of Washington as well. So take us through that state championship game and kind of how you guys approached it and what you guys might have done differently if you guys were to do it over.
Yeah. Going into it is just that atmosphere is super intimidating. I'd never felt anything like it. Like we'd be on the field. We couldn't. He'd be trying to audible. We couldn't hear him. Like, you can't hear anything out there. It's so loud. Yeah, that sucked. That game. It was brutal. We were up, 20 points at halftime?
21-6.
Yeah, something like that. And then, just choked in the second half, I guess. If I could do it over again, I'd play better. I don't know.
I think that what happened is, this is what happens with a lot of teams when you're winning, just like you see it all the time when any comebacks happen. You know, basketball, the game, you stop playing aggressive. I think that's what we did. We were trying not to lose after we got up. Mm-hmm. And that's what could really hurt a team too, especially when you don't have the depth, because your linemen get tired and you're in the dome and, you know, the pressure's on everybody. I mean, we had a lineman throw up at halftime when they came out. I mean, it was insane. In the first half, they fumbled on the kickoff, right? So we settled in just fine because we had an easy 20-yard drive touchdown. Mm-hmm. After that, everything just, it can go either way. But we still stepped on the gas and got ahead of them. But, you know, shout out Lincoln Keene also. I mean, he's insane. I played basketball with him last year, and he's a really, really good dude, and he's going to do a lot of good things.
Yeah.
And super good for him. Sucks he beat us, but, you know, what do you do? I mean,
yeah, that dude's insane.
So I want to transition a little bit to you guys' high school basketball season. Obviously a really successful season, great regular season. You guys finished as one of the top 5 teams in the state. What seed were you guys in the region?
4. No, in the region, 2.
2 in the region. In the SODAC 16, you guys were 4, right?
Thank you. Yep.
And then you guys faced a tough draw, Sioux Falls Christian.
We moved up because West Central lost and Christian. Yep.
And I've always been a huge advocate of the DAC 12 conference because of what it does and how it prepares you for postseason play. Mm-hmm. Just in terms of when you look at it, you know, you look at a team like Sioux Falls Christian, who might have struggled in a regular season, but a large reason why they struggled, obviously new personnel, but also conference play. You know, mm-hmm. conference is really, really tough. So take us a little bit through you guys' high school basketball season and what that experience was like for you guys' senior years.
Well, you know, it was a really fun season. I mean, a lot of the guys, at least in our grade, know a lot of the guys around town and around, you know, Lennox and, you know, everywhere else. And that's, you know, the best part about high school sports is, you know, you can go into somebody's house and play them and you know all the guys and you've known them forever, and that's just a ton of fun. But as far as basketball goes, we were solid at the start of the year. I mean, we had, you know, bumps and everything just like everybody else, but, you know, we continued to get better, you know, but we started a little bit. I mean, we played well. And it went up from there, and towards the end of the season, we started getting a lot better and a lot more confident and all that stuff. And, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, the way we lost to Sioux Christian is, that's on us. I mean, we didn't play well, and Sioux Christian played well too. But, I mean, not a lot of teams get the chance to have, you know, 5 state tournament games. If we'd have won those 2, we'd have had another 3 state tournament games, because not a lot of teams can say they played an insanely tough Lennox team and an insanely tough Sioux Falls Christian team to get there. And that's, you know, that's what you want to do. If you want to get there, you want to actually earn it. And that had been the way to do it. It sucks we lost. It sucks that all that happened. But at the end of the day, I mean, it was an incredible season, a lot of fun. I wouldn't trade anything.
Kale didn't mention his biggest failure of the year was not dunking one. Never put one down.
A few times, but...
Is that really necessary, Sam?
Yeah. Yeah, the basketball season, going into it, I didn't really have any expectations whatsoever. I didn't think I would see much time on the court at all, and ended up like 15 minutes a game. So, yeah, it was fun for sure. Sucks the way it ended.
Yeah. So I want to kind of touch on, Kale mentioned kind of in the intro, about how when he was a freshman he didn't play varsity or anything like that because there was guys like Noah Friedel and Justin Hall.
I think there was one, like 12 of 15 on varsity were seniors.
And that was arguably one of the best teams ever in Class A history, being state champions and with 2 Division I guys. What type of influence did that have on you for your basketball career, kind of helping you get to the point that you are now?
Well, I think one of the biggest things was, you know, if you play, like, I didn't get a chance to play my freshman year, so in between my freshman and sophomore year, I'm like, okay, I mean, I really got to, you know, make sure I'm ready to go for my sophomore year, because I knew I was going to be playing. I mean, we lost everybody. Mm-hmm. So I knew I was going to be playing that year, and not having any varsity experience really pushed me to make sure I'm at that level, because I'm not used to it. But as I also got a little taste of it because we got to play those guys in practice, you know, and scrimmage against guys like Justin Hohn and Noah Friedel. And that was a lot of fun. But I think the big thing for me was just making sure I was conditioned, because that's, you know, conditioned and confident. Because if it doesn't matter, I mean, you see all these guys all the time going wherever who are just insanely good basketball players. But when it comes to actual game, you know, you never know. I mean, it all comes down to confidence and how well you can prepare yourself to actually play how you need to. So.
So, Clayton, I want to talk to you about, you mentioned how your growth spurt over the years.
Yeah.
A lot of athletes, I feel like, would almost kind of like give it up or just kind of like quit working hard and stuff like that. You were kind of the opposite. Do you kind of feel like you're just entering your prime as you kind of go into college here? I mean, a lot of people should feel that way, but I feel like there's so much on-tap potential with you. Do you kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, I feel like I'm just now kind of starting to be able to like settle into my body, kind of thing. I'm more coordinated. Like right away, I felt like my body's like all these long limbs are swinging everywhere. Like I got no control over my body. Now I got control, I guess. Yeah, I feel like I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to kind of go to a flashback, and Clayton, did you ever play FBU at all?
Like the rigged Cowboys Eagles?
Okay, that's not rigged. I don't think you did. Did you? Oh, you did. You played.
Yeah, I played Eagles. Yeah, I played.
Yeah, so that was the league, was like Jacob Knuth and that and stuff. So I want to talk about that a little bit with you guys, because I know Kayla, your dad, has told me a few stories about it and how competitive it was between your dad, Jacob's dad, and stuff like that. What was that experience like growing up? Because it kind of led to, if you look back at those days, a lot of those really good athletes then are really good athletes now.
Yeah. Well, those games and everything was like a kid's dream. I mean, it was seventh grade, right? Mm-hmm. And you're playing, you're getting all these cool, like, sick uniforms, you know, and you're getting all that stuff, and you're getting to play at the USF field on, was it Saturdays or Fridays or something like Sundays, maybe. Mm-hmm. And that was incredible. And you get to your intro song, you know what I mean? I mean, it's the whole deal. And that was really cool. Now it's probably one of the, I don't know if that is still around or not.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I don't think so.
No, that was where it all started. Because, I mean, it wasn't just your regular, you know. The difference between that league and, you know, like junior football was, it's not like you have to play a certain amount. You have to do this. Like certain kids play this half, certain kids play this half. It was, you know, go win. And that was a lot of fun because, you know, it was playoff style, all that stuff, and, you know, you still knew all the kids in the division. So that was probably one of the highlights of football for me, too, was that league.
Yeah, that league was awesome. We were worse. There was two teams in T. There was the Cowboys and the Eagles. Now, I was giving crap to say it's rigged because Bob kind of started it and Kale's team was the best. But so the Eagles, my favorite thing was there was two T teams, and we'd just compete against each other every single day, or every practice. And we were both good, and it was fun just competing, going out and scrimmaging every practice.
Yeah. So, kind of leading into AAU basketball, Clayton, I'm not sure if you ever played AAU, but I know Kale did, and your dad kind of started a program called Venom and stuff like that. What was it like having access to a gym right here in town, being able to have essentially like your own AAU squad, and then leading you to the South Dakota Attack your senior year? What was that AAU experience like?
Yeah, you know, when we started Venom, the whole idea was, you know, to get the right guys, the best guys that we could to play on the team and go win games, you know, everywhere else. So when we started that, I mean, it was a big process. It was a big thing. It's not around anymore. But, no, we had an idea. In eighth grade, we're like, hey, why don't we just, you know, make our own program so we don't have to deal with all these other people, you know, whatnot. So we did that, and I think that went on for 3 or 4 years. I mean, at the start, it was mostly T guys, and then it was kind of, we got a couple Sioux Falls guys, and we had a lot of success, and it was a lot of fun, and it was kind of, you know, cool it being from T and it being kind of our gym and all that stuff, and having access to the gym was huge. I mean, I helped my game immensely having a gym. I mean, you can go there whenever you want to and get shots up and everything like that. But and then this last year, I decided to play South Dakota Tech. I just thought it was best for me, you know, as far as getting an offer and being able to play college basketball and having that, you know, opportunity. And I got to play with guys like Caden Hinker and, you know, Tanner Tesla. I mean, two insanely good dudes, and Lucas Lorenzen, who we'll be playing against next year, you know, and Lincoln Keenholz, he was on that team, and it was a really, really fun, solid team, and I went, yeah, that was awesome, and getting to compete in big tournaments in Atlanta and other places like that, it was a really cool experience for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. So, kind of taking you guys through, we just touched on a lot of your guys' junior high school career. I believe every athlete kind of has a welcome to sports moment, whether it's a welcome to football or a welcome to basketball moment. And that moment can either be a moment that was like a breakthrough moment where maybe they drop 30 points in a game, they're like, hey, I can be really, really good at this sport. Or maybe it's a moment where they're on the football field and they just get absolutely clobbered, you know, and they're like, oh, wow, I need to have my head on a swivel and really start developing here. So I want to ask you guys, what was your either welcome to football or welcome to basketball moment for you guys?
Well, my welcome to basketball moment I can name off pretty easy. That was my sophomore year at Del Rapids. So my first game, Del Rapids was at third game of the year. My first game of the year, Dakota Valley, I had 3 points. It was the lowest scoring game of my high school career. And after that, I didn't know what was going on. And then, you know, I was nervous. I was like, well, maybe I'm not, you know, as good as I thought I was. You know, all those doubts start kicking in. And then the next week or whatever, we played Flandreau, and I had, you know, 10, 12 points. Just an okay game, you know. Better than what I did in the first game. And then Del Rapids, like, got pretty much a rivalry game. At their house, I mean, they're ranked 2 at the time or 1. I had 25, and we beat them on a buzzer beater, and I hit the buzzer beater. And that was kind of my, like, let's freaking go, like, I can do this type of deal. And I'll never forget that moment, and I've enjoyed playing Dells ever since.
So. Yeah. Well, what was your buzzer beater? Was it a 3 or was it?
Layup. We were up, like, 15 going into the fourth quarter, so it should have been, you know, an easy win, but... Yeah, no, it was out of bounds play. We ran it wrong, and I got kind of like a under the hoop layup deal. And it was nuts. It was awesome.
Nice, nice. Clayton, what about you?
A welcome to football moment would be my junior year. We were playing, it was the semifinals against Madison, and the starting receiver Cade, he went down, and then Beach, I don't know, he was hurt or had COVID or something. Me and Kale had to step in to play both receivers, and we hadn't at all the whole year. I think I had like 2 catches and 30 yards or something, but it was like, okay, I can compete at the varsity level. Like I can do this. So I kind of got a taste, and I started working at it, and here we are.
Mm-hmm. So Clayton, you're headed to Augie next year on a football scholarship, headed there as a wide receiver. What has this summer been like to prepare you for the Division II level at the NSIC?
We started coming here in, April?
Yeah.
This has been, I'm already seeing a lot of progress. Like, I feel just more athletic. It's just, I feel faster, I'm jumping higher. This summer we've been working out 5 days a week at Augie. It's been fun. I'm super excited.
What are you most looking forward to at Augie?
I guess playing. I want to succeed at that level. I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, Kale, you're headed off to Northwestern in Orange City, Iowa next year. What has your process been like getting ready for that next level? And then what are you most looking forward to at Northwestern?
Yeah, so a lot of what I've been doing this, well, I mean, I've been working out with you. I have been now for 2.5 years, been 3 years. But a lot of what's getting ready for the next level is, defense. That's huge. I mean, everybody can shoot. I've had to work on that. I mean, it's nothing like high school. It's not what you see. But, I mean, you got to be well-conditioned because you're working your tail off on defense, and then you got to go make shots. And if you can't do those, then you're not going to play. You know, and that's what I've been working hard at this summer. And I've been trying to, you know, get my jump up, get everything else up in between. That's what I've been doing this summer. And one of the most things that I'm looking forward to is, you know, the ability to have a chance to play. You know, that's why I wanted to play at Northwestern, is because, you know, I'd rather go somewhere where I have a good chance to play and enjoy it and, you know, play all 4 years and, you know, just really just enjoy my college career, because I'm not looking to play afterwards, at least not right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love Northwestern. I love the coach and I love the atmosphere and I love the dudes there. Mm-hmm. And they got a, you know, Alex Van Kalsbeek, who was an All-American last year as a freshman, or as a sophomore last year, COVID freshman. But, you know, all the pieces are there, and I think that could be, it could be, I could be really successful there.
Yeah.
Go work at it.
And for those that aren't familiar with the GPAC conference, it is loaded. It is a very competitive basketball conference, so I think you'll see a lot of success there. And I know, like you said, I think a lot of people kind of look at the Division I level or maybe Division II or whatever the case, and they're like, well, I'm going to go to that level because I got a scholarship. It's not always the matter, because you might go there and they're going to try to find the next Kale. You know what I mean? Like, they're always going to find the next guy. You're not going to Northwestern, you have an outstanding career and have an opportunity to learn under an outstanding program with coaches and stuff like that. So I'm really happy for you there. You mentioned that you've been with us for about 2.5 years now. What has your athletic development process been like in this 2.5 years? Because I can still remember you when we first started, you know, stiff oh Kale trying to jump. So now here we are, you're bouncing out the gym, you're TikTok famous a little bit here when you post your jump videos. So what has that process been like for you?
Yeah, well, so as you know, as Sattler made me aware yesterday, I couldn't jump before. I mean, I was 6'1" and could barely touch the rim.
Total naff.
Yep, that's what he said. But, yeah, I think my high touch when I first started was 11-1 or 10-1, so I could touch 10-foot-1, and now I'm at, 10-foot-11?
Yeah.
So, I was always just stiff, and I never stretched much, and I never did any of that, and I never worked on the certain things that we work on. And that's been, like, the biggest improvement is, you know, I can finally feel like I can jump, and I'm more agile, more mobile, and I'm not as tight. And because before we started, I just jumped with my muscle. I mean, it was no anything else that we've been working on. But yeah, no, that's been the biggest improvement for me for sure, is being able to feel like an athlete, a full round athlete. And there's no part of my game that I can't at least improve at now because of where I'm at with you.
Yeah. I think the biggest transformation, obviously the numbers obviously show that you have improved quite a bit. I think the biggest transformation for you has been almost like your mental process. And how your ability to go from, obviously everyone goes through it when you're like a young sophomore kid, you're not as quite as focused or maybe not attention to the detail. You just kind of want to get in, get out. Okay, I should get better, right? The biggest transformation that I've seen you in the past year really is how much you've matured and how much you've realized, hey, I need to improve on this. These are the things I think I'm good at. These are the things I think I need to improve. How can we go about that to improve this? I think that's the biggest transformation that I've kind of seen from you in this past year. And that's kind of really what's elevated you to new heights, not only on the Vertec, but also your change of direction, just different things, how you move, you know, a lot better. So I think that's a huge testament to you and your kind of your growth as just a young man, really. Clayton, kind of talking about your process here, you've been with us for almost a half year coming up on, but I mean, you're jumping out of the gym too. You're running fast. You're hitting pro agility PRs nonstop. Mm-hmm. What has that process been like for you? Because obviously you're going into the NSIC, trying to play college football. What has that athletic development process been like for you?
Coming here, I feel like it raises your ceiling being here, just athletically, and it raises your floor too. It's like I started. I think I had 11-2 mm-hmm. high touch, and now I'm at 11-5.5.
Yeah.
So that's crazy improvement in a short amount of time. So I've never seen anything like that really in anything. Just coming in here, working hard, and really just listening and hearing what you have to say and how it helps, and it does help.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot to go. You guys train with each other quite a bit. And then also your training partners, you know, guys like Reese, who just committed to SDSU, mm-hmm. Blake Thompson, you know, Jackson Smythe, you know, different guys, Jackson Weber, all those guys that have really helped you guys kind of out as well, you know, being able to push each other, have that close bond and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I want to kind of ask you guys, now that you guys are out of high school and you know, you guys are college now, what athletes are you most looking forward to seeing this year in high school, whether it's football or basketball? It can be athletes from T or athletes from other schools.
I'll start from T. I'm excited to see what Reese has to do, and then Chase Van Tol. I think those guys are going to kill it this year. I'm really excited to see what they have to do. And then Lincoln Keenholz, he's on a new
know what that dude's going to do.
He's a new planet.
yeah, he's
it's kind of like everyone against them now. So
yeah.
See what I'm rooting for team, seeing what they can do.
Yeah, well, I think a good sub player as far as basketball goes is gonna be Braden Pankonen. I mean, you wouldn't know it, but that kid's really good. He played with Blake Thompson this last year, mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see what Blake does too in basketball. And I think he's gonna be great in football too. And then Griffin Schneider's another one, and mm-hmm. Jackson Smythe, and you know, there's a lot of kids to look out for, a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm. So Clayton, you're number two all time on the, you know, for 11.5. A guy that's in high school right now, Porter Enan, is the top guy. You guys are kind of going back and forth. I know you're ready to hit 11.6. I know you like to talk a little bit of smack. What sort of smack would you talk to Porter if you break his record?
If I broke his record, I haven't thought about this yet, I guess. I would tell him that I jump higher than him.
Wow, you really got him.
Yeah, I did get him good. I really don't know. Usually it's off the dome. I don't ever plan it out. So I guess you'd have to see in the moment.
Yeah. So what has been your guys' favorite thing about training here at Boom Athletics?
For me, it's the progress. I mean, I've seen it every single time. Every single time we've jumped, besides this last couple months, I've seen progress. Well, I mean, this last time we did, but I mean, that was... When the first time we did that, and I saw a 4-inch improvement, the first time we like did like you know whatever, that was like okay, I'm working on the set. That's my guy. Like that's what I'm gonna do for the next 3 years at least, and that's really what made me want to do this. And then your like attention to detail. I mean, every little thing has got to be right, and that's how you get better. And that's what I just love about it is you know exactly what you want us to do. You know exactly what it's gonna improve, and that's what we're gonna do, and it works. And respect to you. I mean, it's been phenomenal, and yeah, I've never seen progress like this working out with anybody else in my life, and it's been probably the greatest decision I've made as far as college and everything goes.
Yeah, appreciate that.
My favorite thing would have to be probably the people. Like, I come in here, you buckle down, you get better, the progress is there, but then you also, like, it's a fun time working out in here. Like, I'm meeting different people. I've made friends here already. Like, it's just, it's a fun atmosphere. Yeah, the people is awesome.
You always miss the group before us, too. So you could meet more people if you showed up.
Yeah, if I showed up a little earlier, I'd meet more.
Clayton has a tendency to show up about, if his session's at 9 o'clock, he shows up about 9:01,
yeah.
9:02. It's like on the dot every single time.
His sleep bugs in his eyes.
This week he had a session where he shows up for about, what was it, 9:11 or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I was a bit late. I think it was like 9:15.
We're sitting there waiting around. We're like, oh, let's give him 5 minutes. Nope, then just go up and get started. All right, so I kind of want to talk about what was the toughest workout you guys had to do here. Because I know you guys have been kind of through a lot training here, and I know Clayton kind of likes to be in his front yard and be tipping over, vomiting. But what has been the toughest workout you guys have had to do?
Let me start with the vomiting thing. I was dry heaving.
What is dry heaving?
There is no vomit coming out. I had no vomit. That was the time we did the sled, the prowler push. That was probably the hardest one. I think because I made that stupid bet where I wanted to do the high touch and break the record, and then I failed, so I had to get an extra sled push. And yeah, that was tough. And then the split squat holds. Oh my gosh.
First time we did them things, man, I did not want to come back.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's really like I always describe it as it's like the muscles tearing off your bone whenever you're doing the split squat holds. Like, it's brutal. It's just painful.
Yeah. The one that I always feel the most too is the deep squat. I love doing the deep squats, but those are the ones where it's like I'm still sore from last week Tuesday. Like, it's still sore. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, those ones really get you good, but in the moment I like those. But then, like, the quick goblin squats, too, where you have to do those 6 times for 30 seconds or whatever it was, those were painful.
Yeah. So I want to ask you guys, because you guys are both, you know, now high-performing athletes, I want to ask, what keeps you guys going and kind of who has been the biggest influencers on you guys' athletic careers?
Mine would be my dad. He played college football, and everything I do, I want to, like, impress him. Kind of Like, I'm always trying to show him that, oh, I got this much better. I got this record. Like, that's my dad. He's always pushing me to be better.
I would definitely say my dad, too. You know, my dad's always, like, been in my corner, always. And he's wanted me to do the best I can do. You know, he wrestled in college, and he played football in college at SMSU. But he loves sports. And, I mean, I think he gets more fired up about basketball games than I do. I mean, he came down to one of our Northwestern Open gyms just because he missed basketball that much. I mean, the dude absolutely loves sports. And that's what, I mean, I fell in love with it, too. I mean, just that connection that we've built over sports has just, you know, created a bond that, you know, is unbreakable, really. And it's been a really fun journey, and he's definitely the reason that I fell in love with sports.
Yeah. So what advice could you guys give to young athletes out there, you know, listening at home or on the road, and they're wanting to know, how can we become a better athlete? How can we perform better on the field, the court, the track, whatever we're trying to play? What advice could you give those young athletes?
Work hard. Like, that's kind of cliche, but that's literally, like, that's the only way you get better is you got to put the time in. I wish I knew that going into high school. Like, if I could just dedicate myself to one thing, I could be so much better at it. And that's, yeah, just work hard. It's super cliche, but that's the only way. There's no shortcuts.
The one thing I would say is figure out what you love to do. Like, I love to play basketball. It made it easy for me to work hard at it. If I didn't love basketball, I wouldn't want to do everything I did. And it would make everything I did a lot harder, and it would not have been as fun, and I'd probably not play it. So if you love something, then you work hard at it. If you don't love it, you know, play it how you will. I mean, you can still work hard at it all you want. For sure you can. But, I mean, if you love something, work hard at it, because you'll feel really good about it at the end of the day.
100%. So you guys both have younger siblings coming up, right? So... Mm-hmm. That's kind of like a relayed message to them as well, but also you guys can be there in their corner, support them as well. Do you guys think they're going to be good athletes?
Yeah, I think Colt's going to be better than me, I hope. He doesn't know what he wants to play yet, neither did I at his age. He plays football, basketball, baseball. Whatever he chooses, I think he's going to be a stud at it. He's got a good support group. He's got my dad in his corner, he's got me in his corner, he's got my other brother in his corner. He's seen kind of what it takes to be successful, and I hope he can replicate that and do it better.
How old is your brother?
He's going into sixth grade, so he's 11? Yeah, he's 11. 10, yeah, he's 11.
Okay.
My brother is. I hope he's gonna be, you know, as good. It's gonna be up to him. I mean, he's got the, you know, the gifts. I mean, he's got my mom's genes. I mean, he's got his legs are longer than mine. He's 5'11" and he's 12. So I mean, it's there for him. It's just a matter of if he wants to do it or not. But I feel like he will definitely want to do it. I mean, any kid at that age, you never know. But as soon as they get older and start to progress and see what happens, I mean, they all end up liking sports, or if they don't, you know, they don't, whatever. But I feel like he will, especially, you know, seeing me and seeing what I've done. I think he's gonna love it, and he's gonna kill it.
Mm-hmm. So I want to kind of drift away from athletics a little bit and kind of have the audience get to know you guys a little bit more as people. So Kale, I know you and I have always connected on cars. you have a nice Mustang, you know, out here in the parking lot. Was a Mustang a car that you always wanted, or was that something that was just like, hey, I'm gonna get it because this is what I want right now, or what's the case?
So a couple of things went into it. So the deal was with my dad, if I, you know, get school paid for it, then I get a car. So when that happened, when I got my first offer from Briar Cliff, we went car shopping, and I wanted to get something like that. You know, I wanted something fast enough. Because I had a really slow progressor before that, so you know, you can't go back to slow. So if we went looking around, and it was between like that and a Challenger and a Camaro, you know, stuff like that. But at that time when we were looking, there wasn't much options. So Ford dealership had a gravel yellow Mustang sitting out front, and my dad saw it, and that's when we're just like, all right, we're doing that. That's what we're doing. So we, you know, ordered whatever we wanted with it, and then we just stuck with that because, I mean, he loved it, and I loved it, so that's kind of just how that happened. I was definitely interested in other ones, but, you know, my dad loved that one, so yeah. I had to get that one.
Do you like the color?
I love it.
What? Tell our audience what color it is.
Grabber yellow.
So you can see Kale driving wherever he goes.
Miles away.
What's your next step with the car? I know you said you wanted to add some lights to it.
My exhaust kit's gonna be on Thursday.
Really?
Yep. Thursday. I spent all my graduation money on it, so it better be good.
It better be worth it. Yeah. It'll sound awesome.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal.
Clayton, what about you? What are you into outside of athletics? Is there a hobby that you enjoy?
I love video games. I spend a lot of time playing video games.
So what do you play?
Everything. Rocket League a lot. I've been grinding Rocket League lately. I play 2K probably every other year. Madden. Yeah, I love playing video games. If I'm not working out, practicing, I'm probably at home playing video games.
What system do you play?
PS5.
PS5? You got a PS5?
Yep, I notched one early. I get crap because I paid like $200 extra for it. But
how'd you get it?
I scalped it off of a guy that graduated from T a couple years ago. He charged me, it's the digital one, so it's like $400 at large, and then he charged me $650 for it, but it was totally worth it.
Yeah, see, I got three PS5s like right when they first came out, like 1 month right after the other, and I just sold them.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna get as much as they possibly can.
That is good, yeah.
But, you guys are also kind of known for like the nicknames around the gym. I've never seen a group have a nickname for every single person. Where did these nicknames come from? Who kind of thought of them?
So my nickname is Schmoll. Connor Mulder, he came up with it. Guy that graduated from T last year. I used to shave my head, like just about bald, about as low as I could without being skin bald. And I looked like, if you ever seen the Boy in the Striped Pajamas, I looked like Schmoll.
Exactly like Schmoll.
Just like him, the Jewish kid. That's where Schmoll came from.
I honestly don't know. You'd have to ask Jeff. There was a Jeff, or who was it that came up with Ricky?
I don't. Probably one of the older guys, I would think.
I really don't know, to be honest with you. Yeah. It just kind of happened and it stuck.
And we got Blake's nickname is Boob. We call him Boob because his PlayStation name is Lil SpongeBoob because he thought it was funny when he was like 10.
And then Chun comes from Connor Mulder as well.
Yeah, no one knows what Chun is.
Yeah, it's just kind of.
Just call him Chun. That's Jackson Weber.
TD.
TD.
We probably should skip that.
we're not explaining that one. That's Jackson Smythe. And then Reese has the most boring one. That's just Kirsch, his last name, so.
Yeah, so I think that's hilarious. But so kind of taking us through, this has all kind of led you guys into college. What are you guys majoring in when you guys go to Augie and Northwestern, respectively?
I don't know yet. I'm thinking maybe like health management, but I'm not declared on any major yet. I'm just kind of exploring.
I'm going to major in business administration and then minor in entrepreneurship. Kind of follow my dad's footsteps.
Yeah, I like it. So I want to get another off-topic question. You guys both follow the NBA. The question that's kind of been going around the gym this whole summer that was started by Karst Hunter, who is your number three all-time NBA player? So everybody can kind of agree on who the top two are. Whether you put LeBron at one or MJ at one, it doesn't really matter. They're both top two, right?
Yeah.
So who is number three?
I'd go Kareem. I would think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Just because, that dude is a beast. Or you could argue Kobe. I think you could argue Kobe, but I have Kobe at like five, I think. Mm-hmm. So Kareem's my three.
I'm going to go with Kevin Durant. Dude's unstoppable. He's my guy.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, get out of here, bro.
That one is
he's
super biased.
I love KD. I've been obsessed with KD since he started the Thunder, man.
You can't.
You can't stop him. That's right. That's what you were going to say.
That's not what I was going to say. Yeah, KD's not top 10.
Thank you. That's my take.
I'll take Curry over KD any day.
Sounds good.
Oh, boy. So, you guys are now done with high school here at T. Who do you guys think would be the top or best football player ever to come through T, as well as the best basketball player to ever come through T?
Who has been or who will?
Yeah, who has been.
Friedel cool. for basketball, probably.
Mm-hmm. Like, you mean combined for both or just the
no,
best?
No, no, no. Best basketball.
Oh, okay.
And then best football.
Best football? I'd probably go Carter Slykhouse. He's at USF now. The dude's a stud. You could say Peyton Conrad, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. One of those two.
Those two are the ones that have succeeded at the next level the best.
Yeah. I think it's pretty amazing to see how Tia has really grown here in the past 10 years. Oh, yeah. Really. So when I was in high school, I graduated 2011, and Tia was like the team you wanted to play.
Yeah. You know, really?
Football, basketball, they just were not very good at any sport. Mm-hmm. Like, their sport, like my senior year, they won like state track as a team. They had like Eric Hill and stuff mm-hmm. like that, but that was really about it. Their other yeah. sports were not good, and then you just see the transformation over like that next 3 to 5 year span. All of a sudden, they start getting really, really good. Now they just continue to grow. So I think you guys would be double A here.
Two years, year two, yeah.
Yeah.
And football's already there, so.
Yeah. So soon they might be triple A.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
I think when our brothers start playing, they'll be triple A.
Coaching change this year for T football. What are you guys looking forward to with that?
I think of T football and I think of Clayburgh. Like, I don't know how it's gonna be a tough transition for them because he built that program up to be like from the ground. With Fry coming in, Fry's been under Clayburgh for
the whole time, pretty much.
Yeah, forever. He went in there at Roosevelt, so it'll be a transition for sure. But it shouldn't be that
I
big
think
of
it
a.
It should probably be mostly the same system.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been coaching together for the whole time. It's not like it's, you know, two in, you know, and the same two are out. But it's, I think it'll be mostly the same. The boys will be fine. They're going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Last question we have here. What would be one goal that you guys hope to accomplish when you guys leave your collegiate athletic careers?
I'd probably say win a national championship. That's kind of steep. Something maybe... a little easier would be all NSIC. I'd probably go. I want to be that. And then I want to win a national championship because leaving high school and losing like that was not a good taste in my mouth.
Yeah, that's what I'd say too, is a national championship. And being able to walk away from college saying I did everything I could to be the best player I could.
Yeah, I think that right there is the key. If you can walk away from your athletic career and be like, hey, I did everything possible mm-hmm. and I have no regrets, that means left it all out there. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I appreciate you guys being on the podcast with me today. How can people kind of see what you guys are up to social media wise? What are you guys' socials and stuff like that? Maybe we'll have a few athletes drop some questions for guys that might look up to you and stuff like that.
My Instagram's we just named putting our at there.
Yeah.
it's a Claysatt, Claysatt. And that's my tag for everything you can think of. So
yeah, and then my Instagram, just, you know, Kale_Lundin. I'm on Seth's thing too, so you'll probably see us on there every once in a while. We work out with him, so mm-hmm. if you ever need on there, just check that. And we're on TikTok too, so
perfect. Well, thanks guys for being on the pod.
Yeah,
thank you, Seth, for having us.